Usually when I walk home from wherever I'm coming from, I always pray. I pray thanking God for safety and just for being wonderful and blessing me. So I usually, everything I do is because I'm going through a tough time, I do things to make me happy. So I cannot focus on being nervous. So as I'm walking home, I was just talking to God, praying. Of course, praying for the usual people and, you know, praying for my sister in my Bible study, Sister Renata, you know, praying that she goes into remission. And just praying for the people in my life who I know need prayers. And I'm just thanking God. And I'm trying to figure out why it is things are not happening sooner. So I'm the human me is coming out and showing its colors. Because humans are impatient. And it just dawned on me is that God is teaching me to be patient. God does enough for me to be happy and to be satisfied and to be trusting. So waiting a little while longer is not asking for much. Because God has waited for me for over 50 years. He's waited for me. So for me to be impatient is absurd. But what matters is that I'm here. So I just have to focus on God and what would God do being in the predicament that I'm in? Would he be impatient? Would he ask for clarity? Guidance? Would he be compassionate? And would he be patient? I think the easiest thing for God to do is to be patient, because God was patient from day one. Day one. And he gave this world to us that he created. Watch us mess it up. And watch us to continue to mess it up. And he's still being patient. Because as easy as he gave it to us, he can take it away. So he's just being patient. So I think the moral of this podcast is patience. If God can be so patient with all of us, why are we not patient with him? So God is just so good to me, and he just opens my head and my mind and my heart and my thoughts. Just open to things that I would never even ever think of. As I learn more about him, because I learn these things from being compassionate. Even when I stumble, because I'm human and I get impatient or I get angry, impatient with other people. That's a part of being human, and those are forgivable things. But if you continue to be that person, or you do those things on purpose and you're being malicious, because only God knows your heart. He knows your heart better than you do. I completely believe that. So that's what I've learned today, and I'm just very, 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 very grateful that God has like stepped in and completely changed my heart, because my heart wasn't as kind in 2020. And maybe part of 2021. But I'm just in a different space, and I have to be patient. Just God wants you to be patient. God wants you to trust Him. And the more patient you are, the more you reveal just how trusting you are of Him. So that's my goal, is to be more patient and to show Him that I trust Him with every decision He makes, even if I don't agree with it, because I'm human. So today was a great night. Before I left, I prayed, and I prayed for safety, and I prayed to God that I have a great night with my aunt, that we just dance and we are safe, and He just granted all of it. All of it. I mean, I called all the people and asked them to come, and it was just the fact that they said no and didn't show up. He just, God decided that He wanted to make this night perfect, and He did that. And all I asked was for a happy, fun night, and He just gave me more. So I just want to thank God for just answering my prayers. You know, whether they're short-term or long-term prayers, just He answers them. And these answers, I was amazed, because I had a wonderful time with my aunt. And just trust in God. Be patient. Talk to Him. You have to talk to Him. If you don't talk to Him, He's never going to know what's... Well, He does know what's bothering you, but He doesn't know if you know what's bothering you. And until you speak it into existence, that's the only way you can let God know that you understand and know what's bothering you, or what you pray for, or what you pray, whatever you hope that God will answer. But regardless, you'll always get an answer. Regardless of what that is, there will always be an answer. And just, God is so good. I go out and listen to music, and that's my mental health. Every day is music. I can constantly listen to music. It makes me happy. So you have a blessed day. And I just pray that all of you are well. And God is shining His light on you, as He is doing with me. If He's touched me and opened my eyes, God can open anyone's eyes, and I'm not a bad person. I was just a very, very lost person. So have a blessed night, and thank you, and good night. The woman that I have been praying about, like, constantly, over and over and over again. And I can remember praying like this for Tony. When Tony was in her final stages of her cancer, every day I was telling my sisters, I pray for Tony, pray for Tony. And sometimes in the human self, that becomes so monotonous. It was like, we already did that already. We already did that. But for me, it's repetitive, because when I want God to answer my prayers, I ask Him for the same thing over and over and over again. And today, I learned that you're not going to get what you pray for, because my sister, Renata, has crossed over and she's in heaven. And we found that out today. And I kind of knew that she was going to pass because I had sent her some text messages. And when you're an Android user, you have a read sign that you will receive when the person you text reads your text. And my last two text messages were not read. I was left unread. But the one before that, it was telling me that she received my letter. I sent her a card because we did a card shower for her. All of our sisters just sent her cards. In my card, I added a handwritten note. And she said in her text, let's find it. The last text us. Okay. She responded, "Sister Desi, I cannot come with the words to express the impact of your letter. Thank you so much. Love you and praying for you." That was the last text I received from Sister Renata. And you know, you every week you just expect them to come, and you're like, "Oh, I wish she would be there. I can't wait to hear her voice," because I knew she was not feeling well. And then she didn't show up the last two sessions, so I was like, "Oh man, things are bad." But I kept praying, and I kept asking God to get that cancer out of her body, just get her in remission. And unfortunately, God had another plan for her. And I hope that a part of that plan is that she watches over her group of sisters. Because in Bible study, it's like you can have friends and you can have like that TV show. But when you're in Bible study, it's like truly, truly a sisterhood. You just feel a connection. Because this is God. God is connecting us and putting us and bringing us together. So it's different. It's deep. I'm not saying anything against any kind of sisterhood, but with God, it's eternal. So I know that when I cross over, that I'm gonna see her again, because you have that bond that is unbreakable, and it takes you to eternity. So I'm gonna see her. I'm gonna finally meet her, but it's gonna be on the other side, not in the human form, which is okay because she's no longer in pain. And I've had a couple of brain injuries, but nothing like brain cancer. Nothing that I think that is just so much more painful than any kind of sudden damage to your brain, because it's something that she lived with day in and day out. For me, it was okay, I had this trauma, and now I'm gonna help it heal and I'm gonna move on. But her cancer came back and it went into her brain. So and now I heard she's gone, and I'm conflicted because the human part of me really wanted to see her, but the godly part of me knows that she is in a better place. She's finally okay, no more pain. She's in paradise, and all day, I mean, I stopped and I was mournful and I was crying. But all day I was asking Renata, I was like, "What is it like in the kingdom? What is it like?" Because I don't know, but I want to know. But I don't want to know to the point where I just pass away tomorrow and then my family has to deal with the fact that it was sudden. I want to know in a more internal, like, I want to live longer and create these new memories with my family. But when it's time for me to go, I'm gonna be okay with it because I wanna know what it's like. I wanna know what it's like to be with God. So I was just making sure that I was still recording because my screen dropped. I really want to know, but I don't want anyone to mourn. I want it to be expected. So I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to pause this. But I want to know. And I keep asking him, what is it like? What is it like to be in the kingdom? Because I know she's there. I know she is. And I miss her. I never even met her. I only met her in Bible study. And I miss her like she was someone who I saw every day. Because that's the connection. So, it's a sad day, but it's a happy day. And I understand why God didn't want her to suffer anymore. Because she has such a kind soul that she didn't need to suffer anymore. It was time for her to go home. But God, I just know that I thank you every day because you help me feel that I'm worthy. And you help me feel that you love me as your own child. And God, I know that I was praying for her to go on remission every day every day. Praying for her remission, but I understand you had a different plan for her. So just please, Lord, please let Sister Renata know that she is loved, she will be missed, and she will be a constant part of our sisterhood. She's never going to be forgotten. And Lord, I just thank you for everything, and I'm just so pleased with you. And I may not agree with your decisions, but overall, I'm so pleased with you. And Lord, I want to pray for all my sisters, and just I hope to see them next year, to get together for Sister Renata's anniversary. Because I know I'm not trying. There's nothing I can do right now. I just have to wait for her anniversary to be able to afford to go and be with the rest of my sisters and be able to celebrate her anniversary. I just thank you, Lord. And Sister Renata, I love you. And I want to know, what is it like? I hope you show up in my dream. I want to know. I know I'll never ever know until it's time for me to know. But just a glimpse, a snippet, please. And I love you. And God bless you. And I'll always remember you. You really impacted my life. And God bless you all. And thank you for listening. And I'm going to go get Amani some cat food. And I miss you, Sister Renata. I love you with all my heart. I love all my sisters. I love you all. And just sending God's love. And just, I have some other questions that I'm going through. But right now, it's just all about her. And always questions when it comes to God. That's why I love, I hope they don't close the store. I love reading about God. Because it's always questions. There's never the question. All the questions would never, ever, ever be answered. So you guys have a blessed day. Thank you. Good night. We just had our first Bible study after learning of the passing of our beloved Sister Renata. And it was really, really wonderful because just being a believer of God and God. And if you believe in God, then you believe in the resurrection. And the resurrection gave us eternal life. It's promise from God that's in the Bible, in Scripture, eternal life. So everyone in Bible study was not mournful. We were all praising her because Sister Renata, she went into remission once and then unfortunately did not go into remission again. But we are all just joyous that she's not in pain anymore and that she's in the kingdom. And I wasn't surprised, but I was pleased to know, because I thought it was kind of a little bit off the ledge to want to know what it's like in paradise. And there's no way I'm such in a great place right now. No matter what I'm going through, any of my struggles, I'm such in a positive place, and it's because of being in this Bible study group and just learning about God that I'm not worried about death, because death for me is a celebration. I'm more worried about what people that are close to me, the pain they'll experience mourning my death. But for me, it's life. It's a brand new life. And as a believer, you get to see God. When you pass, the first thing you will see is God. And as a believer and being faithful and just living the way he wants me to live, I know I will be seeing God. I mean, some people think they might not be, and it's because of their sin. And I think it's easy to sin. It's harder to be a good person and be and try to please God. I think that's the hard part, because sin is easy to fall into sin. It's harder to be genuinely nice and compassionate and care about other people and talk to them about your beliefs in God. I mean, I'm not trying to overwhelm people, because I don't want to push anyone away. So I'm not the type of person who's, every chance I get, I'm throwing a scripture at you or, you know, criticizing someone. Anytime that I believe that, I react to the things in a person's life that that what God is, I'm actually speaking to them. I mean, God speaks to you in ways that are like warnings to make sure you heed what is in front of you at the time. And God speaks to you in ways that's very promising, where he answers your prayers. And God also sends lessons. So whenever I can just insert God and not be overbearing, I do so in a very compassionate, that's not overbearing way. I mean, complimentary in everything I say when it comes to connecting something you've told me to God. But I'm not trying to make people think that I'm crazy, because I'm not crazy. I just really, really love what I'm learning about God. And that's what's so great about the Bible, is that there's so many different interpretations. There's never, never, ever an ending.
And if that doesn't tell you something, because in Revelations, what I learned tonight is it speaks about when God returns here. Because, you know, of course, it says God returns, God left, but he's going to return. And what life is going to be like once he returns. And I look forward to all of it. I don't expect to ever be dead. I might be gone and I may fade from someone's memory, but never from God's memory. I'm always going to be present because that's his promise to me. So when I think of people dying, I think this is the reason why I've never really cried a lot at someone's wedding. I mean, someone's funeral. Yeah, you feel sad and you like mourn, but never cry. I just think where I'm at today and where I was growing up is I always knew that this wasn't the end. I've always thought about that. I've always thought about the spirit world. That's always been a part of my thinking. Even as a kid. So it was a very joyous Bible study, and we all talked about that what we're gonna miss and just memories of Sister Renata, and it was wonderful. It was a celebration, and I think that if you lose someone in your life, think about where they, and I pray that they believe, and I pray that they believe, because there's no other way to get in unless you believe. So when you think about your people who are, even if they're killed at an early age and young, and if they believe, that they will be just fine. They are better in the kingdom, in paradise, than they are on this earth. Because this place is absurd. Paradise is, it's indescribable. And that's how I see it. It's an indescribable entity where there's just joy and no pain and just reconnecting with those in your ancestry and reconnecting with loved ones who have passed already. I think it's just one big party. It's a Holy Ghost party. For real, for real. Just filled with happiness and joy and just being at peace. So if there's someone in your family that's going through a tough time with their health, just pray for them. And I hope that they believe in God. And it doesn't matter in what way, shape, or form, because all of them, everything leads to the same place. No matter what religion, no matter what, as long as you believe, it's all one God. So don't mourn. They went to paradise, and when I watched the video, and the gentleman in the video, he said, there's envy when the person you know went to paradise. And I thought I was kind of selfish for thinking that when I thought about Sister Renata, a little envy. And that by no means that I want to leave this earth now, because I don't. I think I have more work to do. But I'm a little envious, and I wish I knew, you know, what it's like. What is it like? And I'm just so happy for you. I'm so happy that you're no longer in pain. And I'm so happy that you crossed my path. And I'm so happy with the interaction that I had with you. And I'm so happy that I experienced your laugh and your laugh and your joy and your kindness. And I'm so happy that I'm going to be connected to you eternally. So although the physical being will be missed, I'm just so happy that that eternal connection can never be removed. I'll see you, sis. I will see you. And God bless you. And thank you, Jesus, for taking my sister out of this pain. And just welcoming her into your arms, just like a father should. And I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And God bless and have a wonderful night. And God is so, so good. So good. God bless you. Mm-hmm.